Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dan Shaughnessy has been covering the NBA for quite a while. Wrote a book on it. Has written many books. The latest one, Wish It Lasted Forever, talks about covering the league in the 70s and 80s and how much things have changed. Dan, thank you for your time. Good to talk to you. Also, the Boston Globe. Nice. How are you, Dan?
Nice to be here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I was so captivated when I saw about your book because I do think it's something that we talk about a lot. You know, I'm in my mid to late 30s, we'll say. So I didn't,
Young guy.
Yeah, young guy in this business. And, you know, even the change from like 5 years ago, what it's like to cover a team, and the pandemic had something to do with that, but locker room access seems to be going away. A lot of stuff is on Zoom, but I think the big thing too, Dan, is social media, and the players are like getting things out there themselves. It's a lot different, and you would know, covering the league and covering sports, than it was when you first started, and that's kind of what the book's about.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, in those days we could tell you what the players were like, and there's so much Milwaukee in this book, I got to tell you, because the Celtics, the Larry Bird Celtics, were always playing the Bucks in the playoffs in this time, and we spent so much time usually at the Hyatt down there when they were playing at the old Mecca, and a lot of nights at Major Goolsby's and all that stuff. But it was a time when we traveled with the team. We sat next to the bench. You know, they didn't monetize those seats and sell them for thousands. The lowly media was right there, and we were on the planes with them. They flew commercial. We were in the hotels with them, and that meant the hotel bars. That meant Major Goolsby's. There's a hilarious story in there. You know, McHale was from the Iron Range up in Minnesota, and there was no Timberwolves when the Larry Bird Celtics were playing, so the closest team was the Bucks. And he had these friends. They would come down in a Winnebago with the Minnesota plates from the Iron Range, and they would park outside the Milwaukee Hyatt. And Don Nelson was going to get a suite for these guys, because they would take out McHale and Bird and Quinn Buckner and Rick Roby and have a good old time seeing the sights. And the next day they'd play a noon start at the Mecca, and the team wouldn't be in good shape to play. I remember McHale tells this story in the book that the Bucks just trounced them. You know, this was the Terry Cummings, Sidney Moncrief, you know, Marcus Johnson Bucks, you know, Lanier, all those guys. And so they had a noon start. And after this night with the McHale crew coming in from Minnesota, everybody shot really poorly, except for Danny Ainge, who's a Mormon, of course, no problem there. And after the game, you know, everybody knew what had happened, and Don Nelson offered to get those guys a suite for the next time they came through town, so yeah, the Bucks could feast on the Celtics again. And Casey Jones just put his arm around McHale, and he said, "Those guys aren't coming with us to Chicago, are they?" He said, "No, Case, they're gone." And McHale said, "My liver just hurts just talking about those guys now," and still friends with these guys. So, yeah, a lot of good moments in Milwaukee, because they were playing them all the time, and it was a time when we could really tell the readers, the fans, what the players were like. And of course, that Celtic team, it was tough for the Bucks because they would always be matched up against them in the playoffs, and it kind of limited how far they could get, because you weren't going to go through Boston with Bird, Parrish, McHale, Dennis Johnson, and that. And it ended up being Celtics-Lakers most years, and that was like the Allie Frazier for the NBA then. It really put the NBA back on the map. And as you referenced, today's league, yeah, I mean, they don't need the media anymore, and they connect with their fans with social media. We're not close to them, and you're it's nobody's fault, but the reporters really can't tell you what the players are like. The fans just don't know their players. You've got some good ones there, you know, And I mean, Giannis is kind of old school in my view because of the way he grew up and like that. But it's nice to see that. But it's just so hard to. There's a big moat separating the players from us, and that's nobody's fault, but that's the way it's evolved.
Dan Shaughnessy, the book is Wish It Lasted Forever, and of course, why you do that is to bring that insight to the fans.
Yeah.
Now the fans can connect more with the players, but I would think that the thing, while there's like more access, it seems like, hey, I can tweet Giannis, and he can respond, and what a great moment. The players, they can also do a better job, and I don't know if this is better for the fans or not, but they can craft their brand better. They can,
yes,
you know, they can do that. So again, it's like, what is better for the fan? Because the media is there to bring the access to the fan, but the players can kind of craft that. And it's like, a lot of times you think you know a guy, but maybe you really don't.
Right. There's no filter. They connect directly, and you get the player that they want you to get. And there's no neutrality there to observe them. So, you know, we were aware if guys didn't like each other, if they didn't like the coach, if they didn't like the other team, you know, the personal stuff, the grudges they would have. And we were able to tell fans what was going on. It's just so much harder now because you're getting the message that, the team website, the team brand, the press conferences are all group things. Everybody gets the same questions, same answers. And again, this is not to complain. I mean, it's just the way it's evolved. I'm happy that I got to do it when I did it because it was so much more fun. And we were with them all the time, and we really knew them and knew what they were like. And so this is just sort of a nostalgic book, and it's the time when the NBA, they were still broadcasting the finals on tape delay. It wasn't a big league at that time. So it was just more intimate, more fun. And again, the lowly writers were sitting right down. We could hear everything because we were right down next to the bench, and we were on the bus with them and all that stuff. So I enjoyed it a lot, and that's Bill Walton named the book. He said, I wish it lasted forever. He had this one great year, his final year, 85, 86, and they went 50-1 at home. And that's no one's ever going to do that. I talked to Rick Carlisle for the book about it because Rick was on that team, and he's, of course, a coach in the league now. He's won a championship. So he's able to kind of tell you what it was like then versus now. And he really feels that the skill sets of that team in particular would translate to today's game because they had the outside shooters with Bird and Jerry Seasting and Danny Ainge, Scott Wedman, and they had tall people. They had seven-footers, you know, Parrish, Walton, McHale. And it's a different game today. We all know that. I enjoyed the old game more. I hate to be that guy, but just the pick and rolls and the backdoor plays and the passing that we would see on a nightly basis was really special.
Yeah, it is a different game. It's interesting that they feel like they could stack up. I'm not saying they could. I'm not saying they couldn't. It's a different game. It's a different game. You try to compare eras all the time, but how can you? How can you compare them when the game is so drastically different?
Yeah, Robert Parrish wasn't taking three-pointers. You know, they didn't. Bird only took two threes a game. He was Larry Bird. He won the first three-point contests. And, you know, it just wasn't the strategy. The analytics had not evolved to the point where they thought it was a better margin to keep taking, launching up the threes. Well, that just, you know, the game doesn't have as much beauty and flow now, in my estimation, because of the strategy to, you know, it makes more sense to take threes than to take twos.
You talk about Giannis being old school, and we are... Like, we are tripping over ourselves that we have this guy here and that he chose to continue to play here. Yes, it was a good move financially for him, but he chose to continue to play here. He talks about winning. He says, I like that I won, but I like to look in the crowd and see all the joy that I brought.
Yeah.
He's doing this thing now. We're on the road. He's finding a fan and giving them his shoes and giving their sibling a jersey. It's just so incredible that he's here, not just as a person, but also the skill level on this guy. What he's accomplished at the age of 26, and he turns 27 here this weekend, it's hard to not think he could be one of the top 10, maybe even better players that we have ever seen in this game, Dan.
I agree with everything you just said. I'm all in on this guy. We teased Danny Ainge because Danny, we saw him a couple times. And, you know, they picked Kelly Olynyk at 13. Well, everybody who picked before Giannis at 15 feels dopey now, but, you know, no one knew. And I think that part of the beauty of him is that he didn't grow up in America as part of that AAU culture where, you know, they're getting their butts kissed from the time they're 12 years old and they think they're special. I just think that this guy grew up with kind of the value system of players from the old days, like Bird and Walton and McHale and those guys, and just it was hard-earned. And he appreciates it, and that shows. And like you say about the joy, that's what's all over this book, is just being at practice, how much fun these guys had. playing against each other. You know, Robert Parrish against Bill Walton at practice, you know, Larry Bird against Scott Wedman. Just great, great players who were secure in their own talents. And when you're that good and you know you're that good, you don't get petty or jealous about touches or money or who's getting credit or this or that. You just have the joy of playing. And I think you've got a guy, a rare guy, who's still doing that in the NBA today.
I think that, you know, when you bring up that story about Major Goolsbees and those guys being out and you know, celebrating, you know, that is a story. That is a story, and there were maybe some other people there that night, and they can tell that story forever, and it just becomes a thing, a legend. Nowadays, you get a couple of Celtics at Major Goolsbees, it's over. It's Twitter, it's Instagram.
Right, it's all over, yeah.
It's not the same, so I wonder, like, the off-the-court stuff, you know, can't be as fun for these guys as it used to be.
No way. They're careful, and, you know, that's probably for the better. They take really good care of themselves. It's not as much recklessness or fun, maybe, but it's private. They got to be real careful because, like you say, you're out there, all of a sudden someone takes your picture, and you're all over the internet.
Dan, you cover this league. You see our Milwaukee Bucks. Are we going to be able to celebrate again this next summer? How do you think the league's shaping up so far?
I hope so. I mean, the league feels a little shaky right now. I mean, the whole thing with what's going on in Jersey, I mean, that's just stupid. You know, Kyrie Irving, I mean, how would you feel if you were Durant? You get talked into going there, and then the guy won't play because he won't get vaccinated. I mean, I'd be furious about Kevin Durant. I don't know how he feels, but and you got the Harden thing and whatnot. They haven't been they've played well not being that healthy. And I didn't see, you know, some of the things coming, like Chicago. Even the Warriors, that's I love that. I would love you guys playing the Warriors. That'd be my, unless if Kyrie comes back, that's kind of a star power to see them. But, you know, those are the teams I want to see. You guys, the Nets with Kyrie if he'd play, and of course the Warrior thing, just what they've been able to do. The Laker thing, I don't know if you guys have seen them yet. It's like a Legends tour. They've got 11 guys who've been in the league 10 years. It's unbelievable, and but it's not working. They're a 500 team.
Yeah, Bucks, they beat them. They had the opportunity, but I don't think LeBron was in that game. They just beat up on AD. Yeah, I'd like to see from a basketball standpoint, Golden State and Milwaukee, because it's the two best players, I think, in the league right now, with Kevin Durant just on the outside. But Steph and Giannis, and the games are so different, to see them and their teams against each other, that'd be fun.
Bring it on, man. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, if it gets to that point. Dan, the book is Wish It Lasted Forever. I'll say the same about our time here. Willie, do appreciate you coming on. The book's available where you get your books. Dan, thank you so much, and we'll have to talk again.
Really enjoyed it. See you in the finals. Take care.
Yeah, how about that? Dan Shaughnessy joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, 32 years at the Boston Globe, has written a bunch of different books. Just insane. It's true. Those used to be stories that you could talk about, and now everybody's a reporter these days. Everybody has a source these days. It's a different world to cover. And then ultimately, like I asked Dan, is it better for the fan? I don't know. Is it better for the fan to have everything filtered through the media? Maybe they can tell you more. Or is it better for everything to be like Packers.com says this? And, you know, I don't know what's better for the fan. Maybe a little of both, you could say.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.